Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. As you all know, Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today in the place of Brother Roger Jones. I ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following our words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is October 2021 on the 18th, and this month is really moving on out of here. We've already almost started to fall because it's so dark outside, and it's pretty chilly. We may have to throw another chunk of wood on the fire this morning because the temperature has dropped, but it feels so good. That's my kind of weather. I want to first of all thank each one of you for your cards and for your thinking about us for our 54th anniversary. And this past weekend, we went up to Sevierville and Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg, and then we went down to Cherokee, North Carolina. I'm sort of interested in Indian kind of things. I got a little Indian blood in me, at least that's what my wife say. She says I'm always on the warpath about something. And so we went down there and got back last night, and we just had a wonderful, wonderful time. So thank you for all the cards and the prayers that you sent up for us in that situation. Now, over in Alabama, right off of the Georgia line, the Alabama line, is Helen Keller School for the Blind. I was over there several times years ago for a gospel meeting, and right up the road from where this church was, blind school. And one of the quotes, well, a couple of the quotes that I like about what Helen Keller said was, one, she says, "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision." Think about that during the day. The only thing worse than being blind is having sight and no vision. And then she says, "When one door of happiness closes, another one opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one which has been opened for us." She has a lot of good quotes. Just pull it up, Helen Keller, sometime, and look at some of the quotes that she said. Another one she said, "I cannot do everything, still I can do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do the something that I can do." I love it. "Love lifted me. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I cling, in his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty, love so true, merits my soul blessed song. Faithful love and service to him belong. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows his will obey. He, your savior, wants to be saved today. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love me." Very beautiful psalm that to be on our minds today as we go through life and try the best we possibly can to be a blessing to somebody today. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have gifts of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity, or love, suffereth long, is kind. Charity vaunteth not. Vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinking no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. And whether there shall be tongues, they shall cease. And whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood.
Please bear with us, everyone. It seems that we are having a bit of technical difficulty.
But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I be known, even also am I unknown. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity or love. You just can't beat it if you can just some way and somehow during this day show just a little bit of kindness speak to somebody. You don't have to be from the country to speak to somebody. And the reason why I said that is because out in the country, people sit on the front porch and they just wave at anybody and everybody go by. Now, most of the time they know who it is because they do that all day long. But basically, they will speak to you, just throw up their hands, wave at you. When you walk in a grocery store, they'll speak to you. They don't have to know you. They don't know your mama or your daddy. They didn't sleep with you last night. They didn't grow up with you, but they just say good morning. Nothing wrong with saying good morning. It bothers me when you happen to meet somebody going in and out of a store or a grocery or something like that, and you pretty much just look eye to eye with each other, and they just pass you by, won't even grunt. And then sometimes you open the door for them, and sometimes they're younger than you, sometimes they're older, and you hold the door for them so it won't hit them enough. And do they say thank you? No, they just go on in the door as if it was an automatic door, like it just popped open by itself. That's the only time. Sometime I wish I'd just let that door go and just hit right in the back of the head, just go boom. But that wouldn't be showing love. And you just have to open the door again for them. But it was because of the Lord's love, God's love, that he sent his son into the world. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Therefore, God has commended his love toward us. And I like this particular passage because he says, but God commended his love toward us, that in while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we in the very stage of being a sinner, Christ, our God, looked down and saw that we needed some help. We needed somebody. And wasn't nobody on the face of the earth able to fulfill that void, so he sent his son. This love of God for us reaches out to in every direction. If you notice that word in the, when we talk about good news, most of the time we'd be talking about the Bible. We'd be talking about the gospel, and we always say that the gospel is the good news. But when you break that down, it means the north, east, south, and west. It's in all directions. In Ephesians chapter 3, the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 through 19, it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height of God's love. And of course, that is really something. Have you ever just, lately I've been taking pictures of the moon in different stages. Sometimes it's half moon, sometimes it's just like a little, look like a banana. Sometimes it's a full moon, this, that, another. And I've been taking pictures of it in the daytime. And one of the amazing things that I've been able to do with my phone is that the closer you get to it, it's all blue around the moon, just like the sky would have. But then when I put it to its full volume, it turns totally 100% black, and the moon turns brown, as if you could see the surface. If you could see the surface, I got some beautiful pictures of the moon in the daytime. You wouldn't believe the kind of picture they can get of the moon in the daytime when the sun is on. And who do that? It has to have something to do with God, because man don't have a clue. Out of all the research that we've done and everything, heaven declares the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Be a blessing to somebody. Be kind to somebody, especially somebody in your own household. For some reason or another, we don't have no problem being kind to people we don't know, people that we just meet. We have problem being kind to our own people that we see every day in the household, our husbands, our wives, our children. I know sometimes we just want, I notice now when I go out to the restaurant that the parents, the kids got their cell phones, they got iPads, they got all kinds of things. My mama used to take a belt when we go out. We never did have nothing of that sort to deal with. And then I've seen people holler at their kids all day long, get over and sit down. Don't you do that. Leave that alone. And then they see another child that say, oh, ain't he so cute. Hi, come here, baby. Let me do that to your own child during the day and see what kind of results you get. Love your own peoples. Love your own peoples. Father, we do thank thee for this day. We thank thee for this beautiful fall day and all the days. And then let's see if we can't find ourselves worthy for you even having given us the breath to arise from our bedside this morning. Be with those who are in the hospice, those who are taking care of other people, those who are on the highways and the byways trying to finish up their vacations, things that sort, people who are having to go to other places to be with the relatives. And please be with those who are going to the hospital to see the relatives that they had to sit in the car and look through a window or call them on the phone. They're not able to make that real physical contact. We need you. We need your comfort. We need you to help us through this pandemic. We're going to get on the other side of it, but it's going to be because of your grace and your mercy. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And if you can, try to have a super-duper week.